Faith connects us with heaven. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us, and help us. How many a sin-burdened soul has echoed that prayer? And to all the answer is, all things are possible to him that believeth. In Christ, God has provided means for subduing every sinful trait and resisting every temptation, however strong. But many feel that they lack faith, and therefore they remain away from Christ. Let these souls look not to self, but to Christ. Faith comes by the word of God. Grasp his promise, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Cast yourself at his feet with the cry, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You can never perish while you do this, never. In a brief space of time the favored disciples had seen humanity as transfigured into the image of God, and as debased into the likeness of Satan. They had seen Jesus proclaim the Son of God, and had seen him meet the maniac boy gnashing his teeth in agony. This mighty Redeemer, who a few hours before stood glorified, stooped to lift the victim of Satan from the earth, and restore him to his Father and home. It was an object lesson of redemption, the Divine One stooping to save the lost. It represented also the disciples' mission. Not alone on the mountaintop with Jesus is the life of Christ's servants to be spent. Down in the plain, souls whom Satan has enslaved are waiting for the word of faith and prayer to set them free. When Jesus was once more alone with the 9 disciples, they questioned, "Why could not we cast him out?" Jesus answered, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Their unbelief, that shut them out from deeper sympathy with Christ, and the carelessness with which they regarded the sacred work committed to them had caused their failure. Jealous of the 3 disciples selected to accompany Jesus to the mountain, they had been dwelling on their discouragements and personal grievances. In this state of darkness they had undertaken the conflict with Satan. In order to succeed in such a conflict, their faith must be strengthened by fervent prayer, fasting, and humiliation of heart. They must be emptied of self and be filled with the Spirit and power of God. Faith that leads to entire dependence on God and unreserved consecration to His work can alone bring men the Holy Spirit's aid in the battle against wicked spirits. Lay hold on God's Word and all the helpful agencies He has appointed. Thus your faith will strengthen. The obstacles piled by Satan across your path, apparently as insurmountable as the eternal hills, shall disappear before the demand of faith. Nothing shall be impossible unto you.